Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, pod people. This week, we're sifting through the rubbish bin out the back of the Safeway supermarket that is 1983. We'll find out why the Australian Prime Minister feels it necessary to stop his motorcade so that he can kick the corpse of a dead pensioner. Why the author of a book that sold 130,000 hardback copies doesn't have one lying around the house, and exactly how much an actor needs to earn in residuals before he can afford to take up fly fishing. All this and much, much less in this week's episode of Classic Ads from Simpler Times. My name's Steve Cook, and along with my co-host, award-winning advertising creative and TV ad director, Tony Williams.
Hello, Steve.
We're reviewing Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley, a Yellow Pages TV ad that first aired in the UK in 1983. Ronald Reagan was the President of America.
Healthy.
Ridley Scott's Apple TV ad, first aired. Do you remember that one?
1994, yep. The hammer through the telly.
Hammer through the telly.
I've had that at home.
Microsoft Word was launched and the first Hooters restaurant opened. You can insert your own middle-aged man jokes about Hooters at this point. We did, and then decided that channeling Bernard Manning wasn't actually all that appropriate. In Australia, Bob Hawke was Prime Minister, and Australia famously won the America's Cup yacht race. You remember that?
I do remember that, with Alan Bond.
And Bob Hawke went on telly and said that anybody, any boss who sacks an employee for taking a day off to celebrate the America's Cup win was a bomb.
Must be an immigrant. Oh, yeah.
And guess what happened? A shitload of people got the sack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dick Smith completed the world's first solo helicopter flight around the globe. I'm really struggling here to find something exciting from Australia. Do you remember Dick Smith? And then he came home and created a raft of fake brands in protest against the fact that Vegemite had been sold to a European company. He created Dick Smithamite or some fucking rubbish.
A Dick Smithamite?
And he
get a bit of dick on your fork.
In Britain, Margaret Thatcher is the British Prime Minister, and the nation heaved a huge collective sigh of relief as Deirdre Barlow made up her mind
to leave Ken,
to leave Cockney twat Mike Baldwin and reunite with her estranged husband, Coronation Street intellectual wishy-washy Ken Barlow. Here's Ken pouring out his heart on the road to reconciliation.
I'm the man you married. I'm exactly the same now as I was then, and if that wasn't what you wanted, why did you marry me? Oh, Ken.
I think we can agree that Ken speaks for all of us there. I want you to get your thinking head on. At the end, I'm going to ask you for the new proposition for the ad that we're looking at today, which is the Yellow Pages ad, commonly known as the J.R. Hartley fly fishing ad.
J.R. Hartley. I love this one. J.R. Hartley.
J.R. Hartley. And in 2015, a poll was carried out to mark the 60th anniversary of the first British telly ad break. And this ad, the J.R. Hartley fly fishing ad, came in at number 5 of the all-time best ads. Do you remember the bloke that played him? Can you see him in your mind's eye?
Yeah, he's an old bloke, balding, grey hair, slick back on the left, a few liver spots over his faces, large nose, sweater. Looks like the Werther's original brother.
His name was Norman Lumsden.
Oh, yeah.
And he died in 2001. And as a tribute to him, they played this advert.
2001.
He became so famous after making this ad that he started a second career opening supermarkets.
Really? And based on his J.R. Hartley.
Yep. And he made £100,000 in residuals off the ad and took up fly fishing.
Did he really?
Yep.
That sounds like something the agency wrote. I can actually see more like the reality is he was down at a local Titmarsh shopping centre and you see these kids around him with a pad and a pen. He's going, fuck off, I'm not J.R. Hartley. That sounds more real, more realistic, should I say.
The character was so popular that two books about fly fishing were ghostwritten by some bloke under the name J.R. Hartley.
Wow.
And the first one moved 130,000 hardback copies at Christmas.
Wow.
Christmas 1984.
That would have been one of the first multi-level, through-the-line, 360 media, you know. That would have been one of the first extensions of like a brand extension. Because then it was just an ad was an ad was an ad.
They didn't call it a brand extension then, did they?
Or there was no such thing really, was there?
No.
It's like, we'll have an ad, we'll all go down the pub and watch it on telly and all our neighbours will see it and we'll be famous. Mm. You know, the interesting thing, thinking about it, that was number five in, you know, one of the all-time greatest ads. I think if you ask anyone of your generation, my generation, who J.R. Hartley is, 99% of all people will be able to tell you who he is. Right?
Here you go. A recent survey conducted in the UK said that amongst people aged 55 plus, recall of the ad was 84%.
Wow. So as I say, more your generation, the younger generation.
I think you're a bit too young, aren't you? You're about 10 years off the pace with this.
Yeah, early 40s.
Which makes me wonder why you chose the ad as your classic ad.
Well, because it's so memorable. It is... That's what I was going to say. It is a classic ad. It's been parodied so many times. You can remember the brand. You even remember the product. You can even visualize nearly every scene of the ad and then actually how they're using the product. The irony, I think, or the greatest irony of all, is that one of the world's best ads, successful ads, memorable ads, is for a product that no longer exists. Mm. I was in Japan one day and a client said to me, that he wanted to make an ad about the ad. And I said, what do you want to make a making of? He said, no. I won't do the voice. He said, no. He said, I want to make an ad so good, it's an ad for the ad. And I finally understood what he meant. And it's very much like this. People remember the ad for the product, but there's more sort of buzz around it.
They remember the ad for the ad.
The ad for the ad, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense grammatically, but it makes sense in a sort of advertising philosophical way. But yeah, for a product that no longer exists.
Final little nugget of research. J.R. Hartley has his own Wikipedia page and his own Facebook page. This is 37 years after the ad aired. Is the ad itself in all its ropey lifted from the internet glory? As usual, there's a YouTube link in the pod notes. So have a look if you can summon the energy.
I don't suppose you have a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley. It is rather old. It's by J.R. Hartley.
No luck, Dad. Never mind. There's still a few more to try.
Good old Yellow Pages. We don't just help with the nasty things in life, like a blocked drain. We're there for the nice things, too.
You do? Oh, that's wonderful. Can you keep it for me? My name? Oh, yes. It's J.R. Hartley.
So we see an elderly gentleman, a very proper old English gentleman, who's obviously going around the rural areas of England, by the looks of it, in some beautiful scenes of sets of bookshops. And he's asking for a book about fly fishing by J.R. Hartley. And there's no other way you can say that name except J.R. Hartley. And time after time after time, he walks out the shop and he's told, no, they don't, or never heard of it, no, sorry. His daughter's come into the living room or the study where he's still worried about it. He said, any luck, Dad? He goes, no. And they're using the Yellow Pages to find these bookshops. And then they show him at the end, goes, oh, good, you do. My name is J.R. Hartley. So Yellow Pages has come to the rescue because it's not just for leaky roofs and dripping pipes or leaky pipes and dripping roofs. They can help with all sorts of things. And it's a beautiful story. And you're really happy that you've ended the journey with this man as happy as he is for finding a copy of the book. After all, he wrote himself.
You managed to jam in the proposition there. The previous ad, I don't know if you remember this one, featured the strapline, "Let your fingers do the walking."
Yeah.
And there are four musical beats right at the end of this ad, which are a hark back to that ad. So the agency behind the new ad was apparently briefed exactly as you said, to persuade people that the Yellow Pages wasn't just for blocked drains and broken windows, and that it could give you a helping hand when you're looking for the finer things of life. Any idea who the agency was?
Oh, I would say it's either Saatchi's or Abbott Mead Vickers, or, yeah, I don't know, someone like that.
Abbott Mead Vickers.
Oh, there you go.
Correct.
Ding dong.
And apparently David Abbott was in the meeting when the agency pitched their original idea, and David had a complete spaz.
Did he?
In front of the client. Went off his tree and told everybody to go away and that he'd write a new commercial over the weekend. Came back on Monday morning and pitched them that ad.
Oh, so this wasn't the one, what was the ad they were pitching?
That wasn't the original ad that they pitched.
Oh, so I mean, again, you know, these great sort of stories about of these people, David Abbott and the classics. It's like, first of all, what was he doing in the agency presentation without even seeing the work first? Hello?
Exactly.
So you go, was it really? Or did the client just say, I don't get it? He said, no, neither do I, don't worry, we'll sort it. My name is J.R. Tolkien. No. But, like, you know, these great, they're really easy to see through these legendary stories. Because, but good. It sounds about right.
It sounds plausible.
If it wasn't so successful, I wonder if he'd, that story would be out.
The ad was directed by a bloke called Bob Brooks.
Okay.
Did you ever come across Bob Brooks?
No, but he would have done something else bizarre in the, It sounds like he would have done something. Other classic ads around that time would have been for British Airways or British Telecom or something like that.
Bob Brooks directed the Cadbury Smash advert.
Cadbury Smash. With smash, make smash.
They peel them with their metal knives.
Yeah, that's right. They've got little tin foils, metal mickeys.
They're
yeah.
primitive people.
Yeah.
He also did Cadbury Smash.
Wow.
Yep.
That was a jingle though, wasn't it? When smash, make smash.
No, for mash, get smash.
Oh.
Bob Brooks directed the Cadbury's Smash Martians ad. He also directed Pepsi's Lip Smack and Thirst Quenching. Cool, I can't even do it. You don't remember Lip Smack and Thirst Quenching, Cool Walking, Ever Living. It was the first rap ad, basically. And he also did a series of ads with Maureen Lipman for BT.
Was that the Ology?
The Ology.
Oh, you got an Ology?
That was the famous ad, yeah. There you go, Bob Brooks.
Is he still with us, dear Bob?
Unfortunately, Bob is not with us anymore.
Oh, fade to black.
No, Bob's industry claim to fame is that he was the founding member of
Oasis.
D&AD.
Is he? Wow. Was he really?
Yeah, American Bob.
No wonder I've never heard of him.
There you go. Anyway, so you nailed the proposition. Mm. Before we talk about some other stuff, I'd like to make a couple of observations.
Mm.
How many shops do you think he goes into looking for his book?
In actuality or in production? In the ad. Oh, four, five?
So he goes into five shops.
Mm.
It's a 50-second ad, which is a strange length for the ad. But it's a 50-second ad. Do you think if you were making that ad today, he would need to go into five shops? Because you're kind of getting the idea after the second one, right?
Yeah, but what it shows is the extent that he's going to search. So the more shops he has to go into, the more inconvenient it is. The more travels he has to go on, the more searching he has to do. Whereas he could say, sat at home in his study, sucking his Werther original, going through the Yellow Pages. That's what the Yellow Pages was, wasn't it? It was like, it was basically the biggest database offline as we'd know today. So yeah, I'd probably put more in actually.
Really? Okay. I felt as though that was massively overcooked, that.
That's why you sit that side and now you sat this side. Of course, it wouldn't be in the budget anyway, but we'd have the same shot, just from shot from four different angles.
The first shop lady looked as though she came from central casting. Somebody had gone, we need somebody who looks like a librarian in a porn shoot.
I was just going to say, I expect her to lift her, open a ponytail, shake her hair and go, no,
I'll fish for your fly, J.R. Hardley.
So we go from the porn librarian in the opening scene to the last guy who is on a ladder in the window of his bookshop, and he can't even be bothered to get off his ladder. And he looks over his shoulder, and it looks as though he goes, "No, fuck off."
He goes, "No, for sure. I've never had such a shit book. Now we wouldn't have one."
The glasses on the porn librarian are amazing. And I'm sure the next guy was Ronnie Corbett.
And of course, the elephant in the room is the premise is that J.R. Hartley is having difficulty finding a copy of his own book. Why don't you have a copy of your own book, you bell end? And also, why doesn't your daughter have a copy of her father's book?
Or why don't you even just buy another book called Fly Fishing and write J.R. Hartley and Biro on the front and say, "Dad, look, I found it." "Oh, good." He wouldn't know the difference.
That was my major criticism of the ad. Why doesn't he have a copy of his own book? All right, once we get over that. By the way, I wanted to mention this. There was a second version of the ad which features poor northern people pretending that they don't have enough cash to buy their son a bicycle.
Yeah.
Featuring the thinking northern man's favourite bit of totty, Linda Bellingham.
I don't know Linda Bellingham.
From the Oxo ads. Anyway, so she was slumming it in the Yellow Pages ad. This is before she got famous. Tell me why you love the ad. Well, you chose it.
Because...
why do you love it?
I think because J.R. Hartley is so lovable. I mean, that it's sentimental. It's got a twist. He's got some misdirection. And above all, I think, it's completely believable. There's no cynicism in there. Because the product was believable because it was something you looked up. This big monolith of paper used to land on your front garden, packed full of plumbers and, you know, everything from AAA, AAA escorts to ZZZ zebra car cleaning. And whatever you needed, you would find in there. Even as a kid, if you're looking for something. And so it was a great ad, a real ad, a positive ad. It was an entertaining ad. It was the ad for the ad for a product. Which was relevant.
Okay, you sound like an advertising creative. Why do punters like it? Why is it still?
Because it's entertaining. It's entertainment.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's interesting you say that because Bob Brooks, the guy who directed the ad, is apparently widely credited with bringing over New York advertising sensibilities to London. Raising the bar for creative and production values. You know that idea where you'd sit with your mum and dad and your dad would go, "Bloody ads are better than telly these days." Mm. Well, apparently Bob Brooks is widely credited with that idea. It's interesting that you use the word entertaining.
Well, it was entertaining. I mean, you know, so much, you know, my mum today says, "Oh, have you seen that ad? It's got two babies, they're running around and they're shooting at each other and one falls off the cliff and one laughs and he's got no hair." "Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what's it for?
What was it?
Oh, I'm not sure now. John, what was it for? It's, I can't remember." So which is great entertainment, but it's not the ad for the ad. It's, you know, 30 seconds or 60 seconds of filler. But the great thing about this also, the reason the punters like it is because you only have to say J.R. Hartley. And people will say Yellow Pages.
My comment would be that 90% of the ad is in the casting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How hard would it have been to cast him?
An old man to remember to do that many things? That's it. That would be the challenge.
No, seriously, would Bob Brooks been the bloke that did the casting? This is 1983.
No, they would have had a casting agent. No, they would have had a very good casting agent to find the best of the best. And where was he from originally? It sounds like a northern name.
Well, I don't know whether it's northern. He sounds like a southerner to me.
Does it? No, his accent does.
He'd been around a long time, and apparently he was Benjamin Britten's favourite operatic singer.
Really?
Yes. So he had a career as an opera singer, and then he was a character actor who appeared in The Sweeney.
That's the theme tune to The Sweeney.
And he was in the Clint Eastwood movie, which I've never heard of, White Hunter, Black Heart.
No.
So he was around, but he wasn't, famous.
There you go. There's your answer. Why have they used him, and why, and how, you know, how hard would it have been to find him? A good casting agent would have all these professional actors on file, and he's a great performer. You know, we could find an old man that's lovable today. No problem at all. But would he be able to act? Would he be able to perform? Would he be able to look genuine and sincere? Probably not. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, we all think it's an easy job to be an actor and, you know, make lots of money, but I can tell you now, it's certainly not.
Well, Norman did well out of this. He never had to work again, apart from obviously opening supermarkets and country fairs.
How old was he at the time?
Don't know.
Bob Brooks again. Check this out, Norman. If you do this job, mate, you'll never have to work again.
Really? But I'm 84. Exactly, see? Winner.
I guarantee you £100,000 in fees. You'll have so much money you can take up fly fishing.
And I promise you'll get your own Wikipedia page. I think that never having to work again was pretty much a given.
Do you remember the other ad that you made for Yellow Pages?
No.
In the other ad that he made for Yellow Pages, he fucks off fly fishing and goes and gets golf lessons.
Oh, Christ.
That's how committed he was to fly fishing.
Excuse me, remember the DVD on jet skiing by J.R. Hartley?
That ad opens with him at the doctor.
Remember me from the ads.
Presumably the doctor's just had his finger up his bum. and got fit as a fiddle, JR. You need to do is get out a bit more.
Does the doctor walk to the waiting room and go, okay, next, JR Hartley. What happens in the golf ad?
So he's at the doctor's. The doctor says, you're fit as a fiddle, mate. Let me just wash my hands. Let me just wash my hands. So he's at the doctor's. The doctor washes his hands, and the doctor says to him that he probably
dirty bastard. Well, he should.
Apparently, he's got some kind of hip problem or something.
Oh, I'm surprised.
And the doctor says that's because you've been standing in the water fly fishing. And you should get out a bit more. Cut to him taking golf lessons, where in front of the golf professional, he proceeds to wield the golf club as if it's a fishing rod.
Which part of that is true?
How we laughed. So this is the part where we stop recording the podcast and you look at the ad.
What's the verdict then?
The hip's coming along nicely. I'm not sure if all that standing about in rivers is going to be such a good idea, though.
You sound like my daughter.
Ever thought about taking up golf?
Why not? Why not?
Here you are, Dad.
Good morning. I see you give lessons. Good. Excellent. I am rather old.
Right. Let's see what sort of swing you've got.
Something like this. Only joking. I think I'm going to enjoy this.
I think that ad has pushed Norman up against the limitations of his acting abilities.
Do you know what? Rewind everything I just said. I've just gone off it now completely. I think that reprisal there, it's like Karate Kid 2. J.R. Fartley is no good.
It's because he can't act.
Do you know what? When he was just saying, is it good you do? It's easy, right? Now it's like going, can I done said? Don't you know who I am?
He can't hold the narrative, can he?
No, but do you know what really ruins it? Who directed that second ad? Do you know the golf one?
I don't know.
I bet it wouldn't have been Bob Brooks.
But I don't think Bob Brooks was within a country mile of that ad.
No, not at all. Because you know why? Because there's got this nondescript doctor saying, oh, yeah, tell us everything. Okay, pop your clothes back on, right? And then suddenly, boing, he sticks his head out like a turtle from behind the screen, as if to say, it's me! And there's almost a pause in the ad and a cue for applause.
It has none of the authenticity of the original, does it?
No, that's really, really sportive. May thank you very much.
Okay, sorry about that. Marks out a 5 for branding.
5. If only for the fact that it had no competition at the time. So you're not going to get any confused with anyone, are you?
Okay, craft.
4.7. Craft. I mean, again, it's crafted. Timing is amazing. It's perfect. The timing of everything, the edit, the whole film look, everything, I think.
Casting.
Again, it's got to be a 4.9.
Wow.
Creativity. Well, I've got to say, creativity is very high. It is a misdirect and it is a bit of a twist, but even though you know it, you still enjoy it. So I'll give it a 4.6.
which gives us a grand total of 19.2. Bearing in mind that 20 is absolute perfection, we're very close to saying that this is the best dad that's ever been made.
Well, it's in my mind it's one of the best ones, because it's for all the reasons we've just discussed, really.
All right, heading into the final straight now, we were looking at the new proposition. Some continuity issues here, folks. We're actually looking at the strap line, not the proposition. It's fucking amateur hour, honestly. As the suit, I always get the first go. I've had a bit of a think.
Okay.
Yellow pages. Fucking brilliant if you can't be asked to get out from in front of the telly.
That's not bad. I like it.
I was struggling a bit, really, because...
So what's the actual tag at the moment?
There isn't actually a strap on the ad. There is a line that says it's a helping hand when you're looking for the finer things in life. I think I've been asking you for a proposition. What I want is a strap line.
Okay, I'm just trying to check what the original one was.
Or you can do either strap line or proposition.
What's the difference?
Well, the proposition is the bit that suits...
For those listeners that don't know, what's the difference?
The proposition is the bit that the suit gives to you so you can come up with a strap line. And most of the time, the suit thinks the proposition is the strap line.
Do you know what? Most of the time, a good proposition could be the strap line.
Oh, there's no tagline as a super. As I say, it's like, you know, there is...
Sure.
The voiceover says, yellow pages were not just there for blocked drains and broken windows, were there for the finer things in life.
The finer things in life, yeah. I think my, let's say, sign-off would be, if you can't find it there, you'll find it here. If you can't find it anywhere, you'll find it here. The new project, yeah, very good. It'd be very hard to sort of better, you know, for broken windows and leaky roofs and seeing how old Ben, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's as is. It's pretty good.
It's funny, you know, the whole what do we say? We're up to 19.2 or something marks out of 20 you've given that. I'm not on board with it. Really, I don't love it that much.
Yeah,
but we're coming at it from two different angles.
I've been wrong before once.
No, and every indicator agrees with you.
But do you not like the ad? Or you just don't agree with the high score it's been awarded?
I'm just not convinced that it is as iconic as people really seem to believe it is.
But when I told you about J.R. Hartley, you knew what it was?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
And did you imagine yourself as an 8-year-old in pyjamas watching it on television? Probably.
Was it 1983?
That
was 21. Doesn't count.
Oh, you were letting your fingers do the walking.
I had been doing that for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and then you found a girlfriend even. but you know, you say it. Well, yeah, I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, I suppose, on an ad. But did it make you use the yellow pages? Well, yes, because you had no other choice. What would the ad be today?
When he comes home from looking for the book, his daughter is not doing embroidery in the living room. She's probably teaching the canary to skateboard so she can make a TikTok. you called it right at the start. It's like, it's the most famous ad for a product that no longer exists.
Mm.
And what has it been replaced with? It's been like everything, like so many things, it's been replaced by Google. In the 2020 version of this ad, he wanders around to five different high streets.
And it says, lease, shut down.
Exactly, all the bookshops are closed. So he goes home, tries ringing them, and gets an out-of-order message.
Are you looking for a book?
Yeah. So he orders it on Amazon, and then he's not in when Amazon deliver it. So he walks down to the post office to pick it up and has a heart attack on the way, and then Scott Morrison walks past and kicks his corpse and tells him he's a fucking doll bludger. Okay, I think we're done now. Brilliant. Think we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank
Tony.
You, Steve.
Tune in again next week.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sorry, do you want to do it again?
No, I think it was perfect.
Sorry. That's such answers.
We're back. to this thing with the slight edge of hysteria. Both of us are like just a fucking millisecond away from just breaking down, zombie.
It's Morrison. Get out of his car.
Kicking
he puts his keys in. He just kicks him before taking the letter into the post.
Oh. Fucking hate Scott Morrison. Well then, I think we can all agree that that went downhill quite quickly. Hit the subscribe button and you can listen to two middle-aged men laughing at their own jokes every week as we continue to produce the desperate cry for relevance that is our podcast, Classic Ads from Simpler Times. Thanks for listening.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.